Broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford for their 67th anniversary sale, it's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And if you heard that segment with owner Dave Kimberly, you can actually see we put a video to go with that interview of all the classic vehicles that they have on display in showroom. Now, if you saw it from our newsletter, the first three that are in that video aren't on display today. They had a special event here in the showroom yesterday for the city council, had some kind of board meeting, and they had moved it out. But from the Coke truck down to the Bronco to the Shelby Cobra, and the remaining vehicles are all still here that you can come and see. And it was really cool. You know, all of their inventory goes out and is delivered and is bought before it even arrives. So instead of usually what's the latest and greatest on the showroom floor, it's a history lesson. Pieces of art.
Pieces of art.
There you are. That's why I couldn't hear you earlier.
I mean, that's what a 67 GT500 Shelby is. It's a piece of art.
It is.
And then when you have Carroll Shelby's signature on it.
And Ansel Ford's, both on the dashboard. Yeah. I can't believe he put that out on the showroom.
It's beautiful.
It is the 8 o'clock hour, outdoor living hour. We are broadcasting live at Sanderson Ford. We'll be here the whole broadcast up through 11 o'clock.
And you know why we're here?
Well, it's the 67th anniversary sale, and of course, as always, there's a community event that's involved in a Sanderson Ford Live broadcast, and this is engraving. We had Donna on last week talking about it. The Citizens Academy alumni is engraving your catalytic converter to deter it from being ripped off, cut off, and sold on the black market. It's got an identifying number that it can be returned to you, and it hopes it just deters somebody from cutting it out, because once they see that it's been serial numbered and identified,
be harder to fence,
be harder to get on the black market. So all the funds go to,
and replacing a catalytic converter is a major pain in the rear end
if you can get it. It's generally starting at about $1,000.
Yeah.
So it's $100 to get it engraved, both on the catalytic converter and then etched on the window. And all the funds that go through the Citizens Academy alumni directly fund the City of Glendale Police Department if they need uniforms or guns or canine dogs or, you know, whatever the police department needs, it goes right to them. And they're doing the engraving up to 2 o'clock.
All right. So one more community event Sanderson Ford's supporting today.
And you can bring water for Operation Hydration that goes through today. They're filling up the back of a F-150. And they're also a great supporter of St. Mary's Food Bank. If you're coming from Buckeye area, you can stop in Avondale where Fox Valley Electric and Solar is doing their food drive for St. Mary's Food Bank, also one of the nonprofits here. So that is up on our social media post where you can go donate to that. But we were talking about watermelons with Jay, and it's also a great market climate for cantaloupes. I was reading the Old Farmer's Almanac, and did you know cantaloupes aren't actually cantaloupes in North America? They're actually a musk melon. Cantaloupes are more warty described and more common in the Europe area. You can't hardly find them in the U.S., so they're musk melons. And they're great warm season plant. You'd like at least 8 hours of sunlight a day. So it's not one that you have to worry about having a lot of extra shade or canopy to cover. I know out in Harquahala Valley where they grow a lot of cantaloupes, they're trying to get three harvests. They've got two right now harvests a year, and they're trying to get a hybrid and fertilizing plan together to try and get three harvests a year. They can grow vertically, so if you have a limited space.
And that works well. I did it last year.
You know, it's pretty amazing. All melons do that, and you'd think that the fruit would just get too hard for the vine, but the vine just
bulks up.
It grows strong enough to support it.
Somehow it knows.
It knows. And when you're harvesting, what you want to look for is when it starts to turn from green to yellow. and you start seeing a crack in that connection to the vine, right at the where it connects to the melon, you'll start to see cracking there. That indicates it is time for a harvest. So in addition to watermelon being a great summer crop for your desert gardeners, cantaloupe is as well. And if you're a early gardener or a new gardener, herb gardening is a great way to start, because you can do it on your kitchen windowsill. Like Jay has said before, herbs are usually the most expensive thing in the produce department, but it's the easiest thing
to grow.
Yeah. So you had mentioned in yours, you had basil, you said?
I got a basil plant that wants to take over the whole backyard. Jennifer's making pesto like 3 days a week. It's delicious.
Our mint, and you have to be careful with mint, because you're talking about takeover. Mint will take over as well, but we've got a couple pots on our porch garden that is completely dominated by mint, and it's just, I mean, you're out there and you've got your tea, your iced tea already, just cut it and throw it in there.
Finally outsmarted mint.
Oh,
it's in the garden.
Okay.
But it's in a raised, separate potted plant, and it's rooted through the plant into the ground, but it won't go outside that box. I just trim it back.
Okay.
That was the way I contained it. Yep, that's mint management right there, buddy.
All right, next hour, half hour coming up, we have Ray Lopez and his son Jake are going to be here talking about weed control and artificial turf. They've got two sister companies, Scottsdale Weed Control and Liberty Greens.